Chapter 3. When Cassie arrived 5 minutes later at the Dakota Remanufacturing Building located within an industrial park north of Grimstad, there were already 4 sheriff's department vehicles in the front parking lot, and she cursed out loud. Word was already out about what was about to happen. She could only hope that the deputies had been off-channel and that the Lizard King wasn't monitoring police band frequencies. She pulled her department Yukon around the building to the back loading dock. 8 of the 10 pallets of reconditioned and shrink-wrapped oil field parts were already there. She could see a forklift operator spearing the 9th pallet inside to move it to the dock as well. At least that part was going right, she thought. Cassie killed the engine and mounted the outside steps to the dock. She had her cell phone in one hand and a handheld radio in the other. As soon as she entered the darkened warehouse, she made out a small knot of deputies standing in the center of the vast concrete floor, and she turned toward them. They could apparently tell by the way she strode, her low heels clicked on the concrete floor, that they were in trouble. Their conversation stopped.
"We got here as soon as we heard," Deputy Ian Davis said. The former undercover officer was clean-cut, and he looked good in his uniform. He was of medium height and build, and he had soft brown eyes and a baby face that had been obscured by the beard and long hair he used to wear. He looked 10 years younger than he was. Standing with him in a scrum in the middle of the warehouse floor were deputies J.T. Eastwood, Tig Erger, both new hires, and Fred Walker. Walker, like Davis, had 4 years under his belt at the department. In Bakken County, that meant they were wily old veterans. She said, "Guys, you need to get your vehicles out of sight right now. Anybody driving by this place will see them out front and know there's a situation in progress." The deputies exchanged guilty glances. "Move them out one by one," she said. "Don't all of you peel out at the same time, or that will draw attention."
"So where do we put them?"
Eastwood asked.
"Someplace else," she snapped.